I caught up with Daryl Grayson at the Shops of Grand Avenue. He says he doesn't plan on participating in any Thursday shopping madness. In fact, he has to work on Thanksgiving until late afternoon. Then he plans on being with his family.
Shopping is secondary. Family is number one. So I really push Thanksgiving. Be with your family and look out for the less fortunate ones. If someone do not have anything, invite someone to your house and be a blessing to them.
Grayson says he knows many people who are less fortunate than him, so every year he invites homeless people into his house for Thanksgiving. Grayson says his attitude toward the holiday has changed from when he was young.
As I become older, I know really what the meaning of Thanksgiving is than when I was a little child. I know the meaning of Thanksgiving. It's more than just the turkey and the ham. It's all about being thankful.
Another person who doesn't plan to shop on Thursday is Teresa Bittner of St. Francis.
Not at all.
Why not?
I'm going to spend it with my family. I have a huge family, and we plan on getting together every year. We don't go shopping.
Bittner comes from a family of 8 kids and says about 30 people will gather at her house for Thanksgiving. She says while shopping on Thanksgiving Day is off limits, her family has no problem getting up early to hit the stores on Black Friday. After everyone's feet are sore, they spend the rest of the weekend decorating for Christmas.
Well, my husband will be starting Wednesday because he has off work, and then I'll help him. I have off Thursday and Friday, so we'll finish it up the whole weekend. We do a lot of Christmas decorations, so. And then Sunday night we sit and relax and just look at our tree and hang out, watch football.
One person who doesn't plan on shopping on either Thursday or Friday is Daniel Kleinhans of Shorewood.
Got some friends and family coming into town, just going to spend some time with them instead, and I'm just not in a huge rush to get my Christmas shopping done, so. I'm sure, you know, the TVs and all the other deals, they'll still be there. They're not going anywhere, so.
Kleinhans says one Thanksgiving tradition that's changed for him is the location of the meal. When he was little, his family would gather at his grandmother's house. Now he plays host. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.